All right, well, let's shift gears here a bit and turn our attention to the world of tech, which is still buzzing with the news that Microsoft is going to buy LinkedIn for a whopping $26.2 billion. That makes the purchase the third largest acquisition in the history of the tech industry. Here's Microsoft CEO Satya Nadella announcing the big buy on Monday.
Today's a massive day for the world's professionals. We're bringing together the leading professional cloud and the professional network.
All right, a massive day, he says, but let's hear what Hiawatha Bray thinks about it. He's technology writer for the business section of the Boston Globe. Hi there, Hiawatha.
Hello there. He's right. It is a massive day, as you said. It's an absolutely huge acquisition. So huge that you're wondering what Microsoft was thinking.
So what were they thinking?
Well, no, actually, what they're thinking makes a lot of sense. My questions about it come with, you know, for example, the price that they paid, $26 billion, is immense for a giant address book, but it is not an ordinary run-of-the-mill address book. You have to understand that LinkedIn is like Facebook for people with real money to spend. It is this social network that has the identities and the facts, the information, the personal stories, and the connections of about 433 million people in the world of business all over the world. These people voluntarily log on to LinkedIn and tell the world a lot about themselves, where they worked in the past, who they know, what jobs they do, what kind of products they buy, all that kind of stuff. They want the world to know this, or they want other business people to know it. Now Microsoft knows it, and that could be hugely profitable if Microsoft can figure out how to use it.
Okay, so you answered my question I was going to ask about. This seems like a really niche purchase, but I hear you saying that it's great. It's the right niche. Yeah, exactly.
It's the right niche.
Yeah.
Microsoft. See, one of the things you've got to understand about Microsoft, because Microsoft is one of these companies that has embedded itself into the lives of ordinary people to an amazing degree. But what we have to remember is that first and foremost, Microsoft is a company that sells to businesses. Mm-hmm. Most of its profit is dealing with large companies, governments, the enterprise, as it's called in the world. And Microsoft also has made this major and very smart shift. They are now trying to orient everything they do around the internet, as it's called, the cloud. And this is all part of a huge strategic shift that has come in since Satya Nadella took over from Steve Ballmer.
So does that mean that everyone on LinkedIn...
I think he's done a great job.
Well, but Hiawatha, now I'm curious. Yeah. Does everyone on LinkedIn now have to worry that they're going to get hit with lots of ads and calls and LinkedIn requests selling, Microsoft Cloud services?
Well, you know, they're going to have to be very careful about that, and Microsoft says they are not going to be doing that kind of thing. But what you got to remember is almost everybody who would be on LinkedIn is probably using Microsoft to some extent already. See, one of the reasons that this makes sense for Microsoft is, first of all, people who are not already signed up to LinkedIn, chances are they work in a corporate environment where Microsoft is already selling stuff. So Microsoft can go in there and get more people to sign up to LinkedIn. Secondly, now people who use Microsoft products can now get all that data that they can pull in from LinkedIn, so that when you contact a person, you not only know information about this person you're trying to sell stuff to, you also know all the people he knows.
Right.
You know his areas of expertise. You know all these things that can help you make more sales. And this could be, if used properly, a very lucrative move. The problem is, as a lot of people have pointed out, first, they paid an immense amount of money for this.
It's a very expensive address book, like you keep saying.
Oh, absolutely. They paid 50% over the product's own stock value. And that was after its stock value had plummeted late last year because they were warning that they were no longer growing very fast. The company isn't really profitable. And everybody was saying, well, LinkedIn is a niche and it's not really going anywhere. And Microsoft buys it at this very high price. And a lot of people are wondering what they were thinking. And also, Microsoft has had a terrible track record with major acquisitions. They bought the cell phone company Nokia. Gone. They just had to give up on it. They bought a little-known advertising company called Aquantive for like $6 or $7 billion. Gone. It has not worked for them. And so Microsoft is going to have a real challenge figuring out how to make this pay.
Well,
that's what everybody's worried about.
Let me jump in here, Hiawatha, because I'm curious about what this means from LinkedIn's perspective. I mean, obviously, hooray, they got bought for $26 billion. But LinkedIn CEO Jeff Weiner says that, quote, imagine a world where we're no longer looking up at tech titans such as Apple, Google, Microsoft, Amazon, and Facebook, and wondering what it would be like to operate at their extraordinary scale because we're one of them. I mean, does he see growth?
Well, they are now one of them. Well, that's what that was their goal, and they are now going to be able, like I said, to take advantage of that immense network of companies that Microsoft does business with. They do business with virtually everybody, and now LinkedIn has access to all those companies that Microsoft is already working with. In addition, LinkedIn is going to be integrated into every piece of software that Microsoft makes. For example, you know about Cortana, their speech recognition system, sort of like Siri. Mm-hmm. Now, if you talk to Cortana, what's going to happen is, like, if you're going into a meeting, you say, I'm at a meeting at XYZ Corporation. What can you tell me about the people there? And you get a complete readout of all the key executives, what they do, where they used to work, who they know, all that stuff pops up on your screen instantly. That is going to be an immensely powerful informational tool for people. And that's what Microsoft is looking forward to.
Hiawatha, a couple seconds. I just want to throw one last thing at you.
Yes.
The Economist is saying that this could signal an impending tech buying spree. Yay or nay?
Well, maybe. I honestly do not know.
Maybe.
I mean, I'm not sure who else is out there that would attract this kind of attention. Although some people still think that Microsoft might end up trying to buy Salesforce.com, which is a company they were looking at the past for much the same reason. And because Microsoft, this is their bread and butter from here on out, and they need to become a full-fledged power in cloud delivery of services to business. So, yeah, I can't say, but it's possible.
Hiawatha Bray is the tech writer for the business section of the Boston Globe. We've got a link to his column about Microsoft's acquisition of LinkedIn. That's at our website, wbur.org/Radio Boston. Hiawatha, always great to talk with you. Are we LinkedIn, by the way?
I'm in LinkedIn. Are you?
I don't know if we're LinkedIn.
I'll have to get
we'll have to figure that out. Thanks again.
Okay.
I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Right. This is Radio Boston.